Okay, 001, Thursday night, Siman Test, Siv Beis. Tzitzah shel Pishtim, O shel Tzemer Rechelim. The Mechab is going to say the din now of Tonant of Rova. In other words, Siv Beis and Gimel, it's Rava. I mean, the Mechaber doesn't pass like Rava, but it's anyway true, even if the other Begadim are Mechuyim with the Rabbanan, the din is still true. Which din? That Tzitzah shel Pishtim o shel Tzemer Rechelim Poitrim b'chol minei Begadim. Now, even though the Mechaber passes are only Mechuyim with the Rabbanan, but Sadarab, the material of Pishtim and Tzemer is like a Diorisa level Beged, and therefore certainly Patas u'ol minei Begadim, Tzemer Pishtim, or other minim. Chutz mishel pishtim l'tzemer, or shel tzemer l'pishtim, b'zman hazed l'eket chelis, mei sheim kilayim. When, kilayim is mutter in tzitzis. But that's only when the mitzvah is done b'shlei musa, when there's chelis. But when the mitzvah is not done b'shlei musa, there's no din of Kalayim is not mutter. Exactly why not is not so clear. If you go through the sugi and yevomis, it's not so clear. If it's asay doichalei, so say. So if you don't need the what? No, why should it be preferable? Because manazay, you're not going to have kalayim anyway, because we're going to learn that you shouldn't have a beged of pishtim anyway. So for various reasons, the ideal is to have a beged of tzemer anyway, not to have a beged of pishtim, but dafka not. We'll see there's reasons why as we go through the simon and other minim, so it's not, you know, it's not kalayim anyway. Okay. The agav yeshomim shalol laso sitzah shel pishtim klal afilu bishar minim v'hochi nog. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah one reason why. Why not? Okay, so the basic din of the Mechaber is Pishtim, Otzemer, Tzitzis, Patras, all kinds of Begadim. Mishnah Berurah, Sefkot and Vav. Fabach Kosov. The Kivin the Yesh Poiskim HaMachmirim B'zeh Shal Olasos Afilu Tzitzis Shal Tzemer L'Shor Minim Kivin She'ein Omino. That's complicated. Like this Shita. That maybe the din of Tzemer Patring or Minim is only when there's Tcheles, because you learn it out from a Pasuk. Or there's other reasons. Al Kaponim, there are Poskim who are Machmir. We can't go into all the reasons. You have to learn Turbe Shesa for that. Al Kaponim, there are Poskim that say that Tzemer shall Pishtin, that Tzitzis of Tzemer only does not Patr, at least Bisman Azeh, other Minim. Even Chain Omino can Mavur Bebeis Yosef. Al came, therefore, so you're left with La Yivarak Al Tela Semer, the Tzitzis Semer. But the Oilemaygim Lasos Tzitzis Shal Semer Lashominim. Ubesefel Yo Rabba Gamkin, because of Sheish Lahokal Bezev. Tay Mashmal Besefel Maisa Rab. So the Mishnah Berurah's conclusion is certainly that you could use, certainly the conclusion of the Mishnah Berurah is that you can use Tzitzis of Semer for. Let's say we use it for cotton, right? They have tzitzis of semer on the cotton tzitzis, I think, right? I don't know, I haven't, okay. What? The tzitzis are always semer, so that's based on this Mishnah Berurah's psak, that the tzitzis are always semer. Bizman hazeh, pirish, the bizman shayot chayot shayot tzorch lahat dalet chutin, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, picks that sheet of shnei chutei lovin, shnei chutei tcheles, utzemer tzavua b'dam chilazon. So then, in that context, to understand exactly why there's a blanket heter for kalayim and tzitzis, when the heter Torah that's clear seems to be only in the case of when you have a beged of pishtim and you're forced to put in tchelis. Otherwise, there's nothing forcing you to make kalayim in a beged. But you learn the Rishonim and Yevamos and the Menachos. They expand, they elaborate and explain why we extrapolate from the Torah that there's a general heter for kalayim betzitzes, even when it's not really necessary. If you think about it, it's only necessary when you have a beged of pishtim and you have to put in semer, because you have to put in tchelos. Okay, but Akabon, there is a blanket heter, but the blanket heter is only when there's tchelos. Okay, Uliyah Heyei Shoyim Shazocha Horem Mobis Sifalof Tuchol Minei Begodim Chayavim Medir Raisa Afilu Bohem Hoya Ozmut Elonim and Atarat Sitzah Shal Samar Upishtim Yachad. You could even make tchelos that way. You know, even if the beged is parav, so to speak, but you can make two chutei love on pishtim, and then you put in tchelos, and you have you can create kalayim almost arbitrarily. Avlachshav deinonu tchelos nimtzo deinonu mekayim in hamitzvah b'shleimusa, so lo shari lan kalayim. Right, we won't take questions from the floor about the Mishnah Berurah zachshav deinonu tchelos. And this is after the Regina, right? Okay, the Ramah brings down a din, a yesh omrim, not to make tzitzes of pishtim at all. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down one reason. There are many reasons given in the Rishonim. This is like from the early Rishonim, from the later Rishonim. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down the reason on time the yesh semer mirik ein meshi. To make tzitzes of pishtim, but the yesh otam macherim. It's not hard, but it's very involved. The reasons you have to learn two beis for these things, but it's not within the scope of this year to go through the reasons there. The truth is, if you don't learn the sugya, so you'll hear the reason, it won't mean much to you. It's all based on Gemaras and the Rishonim and Gemaras. I am the Beis of Bach v'Taz ul Devarim Yesh Lahachmir Gam B'Shor Mina. In other words, no matter to apply the Ramos Yesh Omrim across the board, never to make tzitzes of pishtim. B'Shas Hadchak Yesh lismoch al hamakilin, that it's only in a beged of meshi that there's a problem. Can't cause the liol rabba v'ayim b'seichel ma'israv shar grow or yagam kinem and hamakilin b'zeh. Okay, but we don't do that. We don't. I mean, you know, you go. Nobody makes now. Everything's semer. The tzitzis are always semer. And again, the Mishnah Berurah recommended that the beged be a semer, but it's quite common that it's not. But and people wear cotton tzitzis. And the beged should be tzemer. I'm sorry, the tzitzis should be tzemer. In other words, we're not doing the chumrah that the Mishnah Berurah brings. We don't do the chumrah that the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sifkot and Vav. And this, it's not practical. The chutum we have is all tzemer, tzemer, tzemer. Sif Gimel goes to the other half of that din, according to Rava, but the Mechaber paskens that even though he doesn't pasken like Rava, tzitzah shel shor minim ain't poitrin elo b'minim. So if you hold the other minim of diaraisa, so it's a chiddush, it's learned out from a pasuk. It's different than tzemer u'pishtim. According to the Mechaber, it's really even more simple that they can, you know, that's the way Rabbanan shtel d'avek, that each one pakas only its own min. Because like meshi the beged, meshi the megefen is cotton. The tzemegefen, avos shelo b'mino nein poltrin. Mishnah Berurah, shel shor din ze koy bein leman diyom shor minim diraisa drabonon elo b'mino b'moya ashesi mimin ze lo erev mimin acher poshut ein letalo zutakono elo b'tzitza shel tzemer. That's the only, you're going to have tzitza of tzemer du poitu b'chola b'godim ay b'tzitza shel pishtim b'shmokom hadachak. If you can't get tzemer, you look at chila should new system of pishtim, but pshatat chak you could. To go in meshi, v'chol zeh dafka ma meshi, he'll tovri v'shozur l'shem tzitzis. right? Because meshi was easier, I guess, to obtain in the store as strands. So the Mishnah Berurah is reminding you that if you're using meshi tzitzis, certainly all the dinim apply, and it has to be made into threads, and it has to be twisted. All the shame it's for tzitzis. The belav hachilo lebeged meshi v'afilu am tachta v'yatofer b'tzemer o pishnim. I guess they would sew something underneath to give it more backing, more solidity, to make it more firm. Yeah, they would have to be pishtim.
And you wouldn't have the problem of the before that it's two different of the chassis and air.
No. Chassis and air are each nothing. Half a beggar is nothing. But when you have the elyon and the tachton, so the elyon is the ikar. Ain't point in betalas chassis whom imino. So Yaakov by Tzitzis Shel Tzemer, obviously, Tafka, Shu, Poyte B'chol Aminim, B'lo Mishor Aminim, because that won't do you any good. Afilu Mrubo Ayim Mishor Aminim. It doesn't matter, Rove, it's, right, it's one min, the Shesi, and one min, the Erev, so it doesn't matter what's Rove, the Shesi or Erev L'chud, like Choshev Beged. It's only collectively, together, that they form a Beged. So you have to use Tzitzis of Tzemer, that's the only Eitzah. So you'd think that bottle berov, if they're just mixed into the other threads, so you'll want to say that tzemer is bottle berov and use tzitzis of the other min. Even in that case, they were determined also tzitzis mechutei tzemer. In the halachas of bottle berov, there's a general rule, probably midrabanan, that significant things are not bottle. If they have a certain chashivas, a certain significance, a certain importance, it's not bottle. So some say it could be something as simple as a thread, as a certain chashivas. Yeah, everybody heard, I'm sure, that a bria is not bottle. People heard chaticha ruil iskadeh is not bottle. If you didn't hear of it, then your day of knowledge is lacking, and you should make sure to come to Rav Isaacs and Shia tomorrow morning, where you'll become, after a period of time, you'll get to know your Adaya. Your Adaya is really your Achayim, it just has a different name. But we're gonna be learning, Rav Isaacs is giving Shia and your Adaya, that's our Achayim, everyday life. You don't have to call up Rabbi Malinowitz every time you cut the milchik cheese kugel with the fleishik knife. You know, you could sometimes the shilas are really very basic. So if you go to the shir, you'll learn. You know, your adaya is a foreign thing to everybody here. So your adaya, what? I'm not getting smicha. Your adaya is arachayim. It's day to day in the kitchen. Rav Isaacson, everybody knows. I don't have to be mishabeach him. You'll get clarity Friday morning. How could you not go to a shir Friday morning, 8:15 to 9? You're not rushing off to work. Your wife doesn't need you 8:15 to 9. The truth is we should have Seder 8:30 to 10:30 every Friday morning. But okay, I'm waiting for a couple of years for that. But meanwhile, 8:15 to 9, I don't know if there's enough room in the shul for all the people that should be there tomorrow morning. So remember, if Isaac's in Shia and you're a day or tomorrow, how do I get on to the subject? Oh, so you'll learn that Chaticha Ruyel Iskabed. You'll learn that Chaticha Ruyel Iskabed is not Bottle Barov if you go to Rav Isaac's in Shia. So you won't sit here and be puzzled by what I'm talking about. Okay. 8:15. Don't forget. The Tov Yoser Shiyasa Talos Kula Shel Tzemer. Just make a, you know, just get yourself a... The Lita Ruvus Klal Shel Charminim Uvezeh Yisna'el Lamala. I don't know what that means. If it means what I think it means, it's very unlike the Mishnah Berurah. To wax poetic. You only create problems if you have other meaning. I mean, okay. if you have a mixture of minim, you want to have a colorful talus. Akoponim, certainly stick with tzitzes of tzemer no matter what. We're not machmer like the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Vav. A beggar of tzemer is a good idea, but it's quite common not to have it. That's the bottom line. It's very, you're not going to, I mean, it's good to learn the halachas to know them, but that's really the bottom line of these halachas. The talish u'mu'ur b'tzemer gefen u'pishtim, because we're spoiled, we buy everything in the store. If your wife made the begadim, so it would be a cholent, like the cholent is. So you'd have a mixture of tzemer, pishtim, meshi, whatever she can get her hands on, you'd have the begad. Like this, you go to the store, everything's... The talish u'mu'ur b'tzemer gefen u'pishtim. So think, what are you going to put in the tzitzis? You're going to have to put in pishtim tzitzis. There's no eitzah. And maybe you can't put in pishtim tzitzis. So you can't do anything with the beged. Round off the corner. That's what you should do with it. What's the shasatchak if you want to wear it? Yasubay tzitzis shel pishton. Right? Because there's no other eitzah. Okay, so you got clarity in it all. Sif Beis and Gimel teaches us the basic halacha that you can't have kelayim and tzitzis nowadays, that only tzitzis of tzemer or pishtim pater all minim, other minim you need dafka, other minim tzitzis only pater their own min. Mishnah Berurah brings down, the Ramah brings down a chumra not to use tzitzis of pishtim. And okay, that's what it boils down to. So that's all. And now, so nowadays, you stick with tzitzis of tzemer. Okay, so Shabbos will learn the next two amudim. Mitzvah Shem. Yud is very important. Yud, you'll see where the hole in the tzitzis is supposed to be, not where the company mass produces it. Sometimes, I know in America, there were years when there was only one good company that made the hole where it was supposed to be. You would go around, you can go into a store and take a pair of scissors, and it wouldn't be in the right place. Okay, good. Go ahead. What?
What did you buy today?